This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Countdown. I'm Jay Kirshner. Of course, we have our good friend John Harper joining from the Space Coast, and our fearless leader Doug Steffen will be with us in a moment to go over the year's top stories as charted by Talkers Magazine. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still getting out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text STAPLE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text STAPLE to 321-321. That's STAPLE to 321-321.
Is your phone plan messing with your savings plan? Don't get stuck paying for things you don't want. With Verizon, you only pay for what you need. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you'll get an amazing price on your plan. Plus, you'll save on things you actually love, like the Netflix and Max with Ads bundle. And it's on our award-winning 5G network. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today for an incredible deal. A better plan to save is Verizon. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer heavy-duty dry cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Swiffer takes care of his, too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper heavy-duty dry cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
All right, 7 and change after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Overview, if you will, of what has happened. And this week we're going to do something different because it's the end of the year. Happy New Year, by the way, to everybody who's listening. This program will be heard all across, as usual, the weekend, and so by the time we're done, we'll be into New Year's. And we're doing our New Year's program, Jay and I, together as well. But for the purposes of taking the top 10 items in News Talk Radio, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine for this past year, we have the top 10 as usual. But these are the stories that, I guess, garnered or gleaned the most attention, Jay, according to Talkers. The list is at Talkers.com and also on GoodDayShow.com. So I'm going to have Jay do the honors to give us a rundown through these top 10 items. Yeah, we're also joined by John Harper from WMEL in, on the Space Coast. The presence of Jennifer Horn lacking because she, unlike the rest of us, has the has the week off. So, at any rate, let's go through the list. I don't know if there are any surprises.
Start at 10 or 1?
Let's start at 10.
All right. So, number 10, the Hunter Biden investigation. That was a big story this year. Number 9, abortion. Number 8, crime and homelessness. 7, House Speaker chaos. 6, wars and foreign relations. Number 5, AI, social media, big tech. Number 4, immigration. Number 3, the economy. two Trump legal battles, and number one story for 2023, the 2024 presidential race.
All right, so the list of stories, nothing surprising there. I don't see anything that's surprising. On the people list, I don't think there's any surprises there, but you can go through that, Jay, if you wish as well, please.
Yes. 10, Hunter Biden. 9, Netanyahu and Zelensky. 8, Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin. 7, Elon Musk. 6, Kevin McCarthy and Mike Johnson. 5, Rudy Giuliani and Mark Meadows. 6, Chris Christie, Vivek Ramaswamy, RFK Jr. Number 3, Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley. 2, Donald Trump. And number 1, Joe Biden.
All right, so in parsing this all out, looking through these things, I have plenty to say about all of it, but there's nothing unusual in that. But because John is our guest, I think I'll get started with him. Pick one of these items, John, and let's go through it from your perspective in terms of impact that it's had on your listeners and maybe even on you personally. One, just pick one of these top ten stories.
I think, Doug, the Hunter Biden story that's been ongoing all year and I guess is going to continue into 2024, is of particular interest due to the fact that I feel he is as guilty as it comes. There's
guilty as sin.
That's right.
Guilty as charged, Your Honor. Yeah, okay.
That's right. And I think we're wasting a lot of time trying to convict this guy, or he hasn't even gone to trial yet. But I throw away the key. If he's guilty of these crimes that he supposedly committed, allegedly, then let's move forward and not waste time on it. And probably my talking about it already is more time that needs to be spent on it than we really need to.
All right. Well, let's see. Like everything else these days, as you know very well, we all know very well, everything is politicized. So does he get a fair trial is on the minds of a lot of people because it's been, you know, the Republicans versus the Democrats and the good guys versus the bad guys, depending on who you are, how your point of view works, who are the good guys and who are the bad guys. I think that pretty much there's a, as you've sort of suggested, with him, there's an equal opportunity on both sides to point fingers at him and to have him. He's a distraction as much. You wonder what his relationship is like with his father. Honestly, that's what I think of.
Yeah.
The father has sort of been quiet, but then there are all these things. I think I saw something this week about how they divided up money from some deal that he was involved in. His father got $20,000 or $50,000 out of it. They follow the checks, follow the money. As they say, show me the money. There's a paper trail.
Well,
so, all right.
In this particular case, real quick, and I'll wrap up my end of it, but there's plenty of paper to follow. So let's just get to it then.
Yeah. All right. So, Jay, the same opportunity. Jay Kirshner, by the way, Doug Steffen, and John Harper from WMEL going through on our talk radio review the top 10 stories of the year. So, Jay, you pick one. Which one here has occupied more of your thought process, do you think? And maybe our time, because we don't usually follow all of these things. The Good Day program aims to talk about all the news, not just the things
we'll
that are
briefly on things. Yeah, we won't really go into
right.
during most of the week. Well, I definitely agree with John on everything, but to add a different one, AI, I think AI has definitely taken a lot of focus this year. It seems that it has been building up and building up, and it just seems like all of a sudden we've got to, like, wait, we're already here. And we've been asking these questions, too, of different issues with AI of, is it actually helping? Is it hindering? Is it going to make pretty much just all of us dumb? Because if we rely on it too much, there's always that conversation that kind of relates to movies of, are the AI bots going to take over the world? A question of plagiarism, if you use AI to create content. We've seen New York Times is suing, who are they suing? OpenAI and Google, because they were using news stories from the New York Times to teach these chatbots and AI to basically compete with them. And
well, they're stealing their content,
exactly.
And they're stealing everybody's content. Everybody should be suing them.
Uh-huh.
There isn't a news argument. Everybody, even like programs like this, we have original content here. Yeah, we're talking about things that are in the news, but our thoughts and sometimes the way we approach things and certainly the information that we provide mm-hmm. is often much different than what you get in the mainstream conversation on most of the right-of-center talk radio programs. So we might end up stealing them ourselves because they'll steal stuff wherever they can. Yeah,
well,
you know, it's just
getting to a point where we aren't even sure what to believe when we see something, because is that an AI AI generated content? Is it a generated video or a photo? And I think this is a society, and we're in a world and a time where it's already very difficult to trust the news media full force, because there's always so many opinions, there's always a spin on things, there's always some type of agenda pushed with a news story rather than just the straight-up news, and when you add AI into it. However, on the flip side, we have seen a lot of good news stories of people's lives being saved, because when medical equipment or medical experience and doctors couldn't figure something out, an AI bot figured out what somebody had. Or what we recently talked about with these search and rescue, like AI divers, for when conditions have to put a search and rescue mission on pause because it's not safe for the humans, the AI machines can go and continue the search and rescue efforts. So there is a lot of good, there's a lot of bad.
All right, I'm going to take it one step further with regard to AI. I think every single story that's on this list, all of the top 10 from this past year, 2023, every single one of them is influenced by AI already, and we're just into it. Remember, even though it's been around for a while, the discussion didn't really start. It's kind of reminded me of COVID and other things that, here today or yesterday we didn't know anything, and today, oh, wow, look at all of this, when in fact this has been brewing for a long time.
Yeah,
but the whole business of how it impacts the economy, for example, or the midterm elections, or the elections next year, or, those people who would be president, or the whole list, any of these things in here, our relationship with China certainly is wrapped around AI and what the Chinese seem to want to do to influence. They're all, there's finger pointing already, the Russians, the Chinese, the Iranians, how they impacted the last election, mostly the Chinese. You can argue about the Chinese or the Russians as to what they did. And people say, well, we do the same thing. Yeah, I'm sure that we do. But the other side of the coin is it's so deliberate, and it's so obvious. And so, the whole business about the rights of people who have special needs, the number 8 thing is all about social media and big tech and yada, yada. Health concerns, what you know about your health, what information is available for people who want to know more about either COVID-19 or the other things, that the flu vaccines, the new flu that's around this year, it's pretty potent. There's a lot of stuff. Go to WebMD. You don't think they're using AI to provide information on that website? Of course they are. And the whole, all the information about climate change and yada, yada. I noticed at number 10, it's, as Jay pointed out, it's a tie between climate change and space exploration. One doesn't have a thing to do with the other. But I do think it was interesting that the United States military, has launched what they've described as a space plane. It's a secretive mission. The plane kind of looks like one of the shuttles, frankly, except it doesn't have a lot. There's no windows or anything in it. But if you look at the X-37B, which is what it's called, it certainly looks a heck of a lot like a shuttle. All right, we're into the information on the space, everything.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now. The Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot hits in radio, talk radio, from the spirited investigational work that Talkers Magazine does every week. Michael Harrison will be here in another hour of this program to do the official countdown. We, the folks that are connected with the Good Day program, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, John Harper from WMEL, going through some of these things with our thoughts and how we've handled it on the Good Day program. And one of the important aspects of the Good Day program, as with most others, is sort of digging into our social media. You can do that. All of our social media, all of the ways of getting together with us on social media, Facebook and Instagram and X. And I asked you about YouTube, and I forgot what the answer was, Jay. I know a lot of people are using YouTube.
Yeah, we're only on Facebook, Instagram, and X.
All right, at Good Day Networks. So we have a focus on the end of the year, and our question, one of them, what do you believe are some of the top news stories of the year? So let's see what we can get for input from some folks. That there are always those folks who are very loyal, very involved, and very anxious to share their thoughts with us. And then there are always new people every week, so we welcome you all. Jay, what do we have?
Yeah, there's quite a list, and quite a few people said the same thing. And there were some topics that it was kind of like, wait, that was this year? That was a year ago? Virginia Kinney says the cardiac arrest and recovery of Damar Hamlin of the Buffalo Bills. That was a big one.
Wow, really? She must be very interested in sports then. This is fine. Whatever it is that you're referencing is fine. I just it doesn't ring a bell with me at all. If we talked about it, I don't think we did.
We did. It took over the news. Everybody thought he was going to die, and not only did he make a full recovery, but he was able to get back on the field and absolutely incredible.
Oh, okay. Yes. Now, I don't remember his name, but yes, now I remember us talking about it. Yep.
Yes. Yeah. And then also Virginia added in the murder of Tyree Nichols in Memphis.
That's shooting?
A year ago. That was a police beating.
Police beating.
A 29-year-old was basically beat by Memphis police officers for about 3 minutes. And it happened early in January. I want to say January 7th. And then a few days later, he died of his injuries.
Great. All right, what else have we got here?
Sean Aukerman says the Biden crime family getting exposed. That has taken up a lot of news this year.
It is. A lot of oxygen been taken out of the room because of that, for sure. Yeah, what else?
Mm-hmm. Our friend Terry Seavey says, the Hamas attack on Israel, all of the anti-Semitic in the USA, inflation, the disrespect of people, businesses being attacked, and no bail, the borders of our country are surely unsafe. Cheryl emphasizing border.
Yeah, I'm with Terry on all those things. And yes, the border might be the number one thing as far as I'm concerned as well, Cheryl. Yep. What else?
Mm-hmm. John Walshak says the dysfunctional House of Representatives.
Yeah. Okay.
Where's the lie?
What new can you say? Yeah, exactly. What else can you say about that? A complete load of garbage there.
And Nikki Lanigan pointed out some of the other big top news stories, the Titan submersible implosion. Even though some of these things in the news, they were huge, but they were only in the news for a very brief period of time. The Chinese spy balloons, the Maui fires, of course, SAG-AFTRA and the Writers Guild strikes, AI, GPT.
Yeah, when we think about it in this way, there are so many things that come across our desks and across our mind and get our attention. Yeah, this is why this serves as a useful purpose at the end of the year. Did all these things, as you just asked, all these things happen this year? Yeah. All of this stuff took place.
I totally forgot about the Chinese spy balloons. That was a huge news story, but the news cycle took it away already.
Well, there's also, speaking of that, in social media terms, a lot of people are talking about Gypsy Rose Blanchard's release from prison. I have not followed that. I imagine you have, but man, I was just looking at that and people are...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden says that he is, quote, devastated to learn that another American was killed by Hamas. New reports say Judy Weinstein Hedgeye was killed during the surprise attacks on October 7th. She was previously believed to have been held captive by Hamas. The announcement of her death comes since her husband was pronounced dead last week. Biden vowed to do everything possible to bring home the remaining hostages. Google has released its list of what people were searching for on the internet the most in 2023. Country music star Jason Aldean came in as the most searched musician after he released that hit single, Try That in a Small Town, which gained widespread attention over the summer. The second most searched musician on Google this year was rapper Ice Spice. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The hour here, the talk radio roundup, the review of the hot hits from this past year in News Talk Radio. According to the research done, the investigators at Talkers Magazine put this list together every week for us to go week to week to week, and then at the end of the year, obviously, as and with most other, you know, the news people are all over, these are the big stories of the year, and then there's those, well, these will be the big stories next year at this time. How the heck do you know that? Let's stick with what we know, okay? And in terms of number four on this list, border security. By the way, these lists are always posted at gooddayshow.com and at talkers.com. So the border security issue at number four here, this is a real sticky wicket. As we get to the end of the year, I think we talked about this, Jay, this week, and John, maybe you can chime in on this. The Border Patrol processing, according to the government, more migrants entering this country illegally than any other month in the history of the Border Patrol.
And so yeah, I saw a video over the weekend, and it's crazy as far as what's coming across the border.
The numbers?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hundreds of thousands of migrants who have crossed into this country, and some of them are at official crossings, but they're sneaking in. But during the first part of looking at December even,
The figure is 50-some-odd thousand migrants have come in so far this month. And so since May, the number is 224,000, according to their numbers. And you know as well as I do that there are a heck of a lot more because they sneak by and they never counted. They come in through the porous, all the holes that we have in the border. So anyway, John, go ahead. You're in Florida. How much of a problem is it in Florida?
Actually, Doug, it's not too much of a problem here. Residents here in Florida are looking at Texas, Arizona, and other states that have the problem. And I guess everyone is saying, thankfully, not in my backyard. So it's not too much of an issue here, but everybody is very much aware of it. And they're looking like we all are as to how do you solve this problem? This is very serious.
Yeah, but and then you're turning it, let's go back to the problem, or the guy who's responsible. Biden is responsible, and the administration has threatened, as we go into the end of the week, a lawsuit if Texas enforces their own state immigration law. How do you do that, especially given what they themselves in the administration, well, we've got a real problem here. So Texas, you know, you may agree, you may disagree with the spirit of what the governor has done in taking people, put them on buses and planes and moving them up north or anywhere, get them out of Texas, because they're more in Texas than any other any other state in the country. And you can see, as we were suggesting, the videos everywhere of people that are coming in under fences, these children, it's ridiculous.
They're all smiling and happy.
Oh, yeah, here we are. Yeah. Right, yeah. So how does Biden win under the circumstances? If on one hand the administration says we've got a serious problem, we've got to deal with it, and then on the other hand they decide to go after the Justice Department, says they're going to file a lawsuit against Texas if it didn't assure federal officials by next week that the state would refrain from enforcing the law, it's their law. So, okay, do you bring it to the Supreme Court, which seems to me to be the step? I wonder why it hasn't gone there already. I guess yeah. SB4 is the law, and the Justice Department says that it's unconstitutional. Well, we've given it back to the states. It's home rule. So this is very confusing, and also they're talking out of both sides of their mouths.
Confusing, serious, and something in the new year has got to be done about this.
Yeah. Well, what do we do? Just shut the border down?
What do we do? Yeah, shut it down.
Can we? Do we have the tools? Do we have the means? Do we have the manpower? Do we have the money to build a wall? And how do you put the National Guard on the border and shoot anybody that comes across legally or illegally? I mean, if you close everything up, then the assumption is going to be everybody who comes here is going to be an illegal.
Well, as Chef Ramsay would say in his kitchen, shut it down, shut it down.
Okay, but, what's for breakfast is the question for the chef. Yeah, anyway, go ahead, you were saying.
But seriously, we've got to get the National Guard on the border and make sure they are spread to the point where they will do some damage if these people continue to come across. We cannot take these immigrants across the border. We just can't hold it.
Mm-hmm. All right, climate change is number 10 on the list. I'm not following because some of these things obviously jump out as more than other things do. So in terms of the global warming / climate change discussions that are going on, a lot of them, in my opinion, and based on what I find, and again, we find, I guess, Well, you find what you want to find. And I find that there is more evidence that shows the Earth is just changing as it has over the billions of years that it has existed. Yes. Is there influence? I've said this, Jay, right? 100 times I've said it once. There is a sort of a, we're sharing in responsibility. Are we being responsible for care and safety of the planet? Not so much. It's not, and it isn't what's in the air as much as packaging, things like plastic and cardboard and the things that come in. Everybody loves my, I was in my son's kitchen last night. He was opening up some boxes from Amazon. And I looked at him and he knew what I was going to say. I said, why'd you buy that stuff on Amazon? He said, because the stores that used to have this have been put out of business by Amazon. And this is what I've said over and over again from the beginning. The goal of Amazon is to put everybody else out of business so they can be the only retailer. And you know what that's going to be like when you are at the whim of these people. So the prices may be better now, but how do you know what's going to happen? You keep letting I never buy anything from Amazon except once in a while a book. There are, people buying everything. You can buy anything and find anything. And folks say, well, that's very convenient. But how many boxes did you get this year for Christmas that came from Amazon or Walmart's, whoever it was? And what did you do with those boxes? Did you burn them? If you burned them, it's okay. Except people, it's air pollution. You got to, right?
Pick and choose your battles.
Yeah, right.
Well, one of the things about Amazon is they've gotten so big that there is a lot of junk. There are a lot of really poor quality items on there. And there are different threads on social media of people who saw something and they show the picture and what they were expecting and then they show the product when it actually came in. And it is nothing like they thought. And then on the flip side, Amazon has given a wider audience to a lot of small, locally owned mom-and-pop shops who have had the ability to sell on Amazon and has actually helped their business. It's one of those where there's poor quality control, but it is also helping with other people.
Has Etsy, is it Etsy? Is that the other company that has a lot of stuff you can buy on eBay?
Yeah, Etsy is... is that kind of like arts and crafts and stuff, like people selling their own items?
I got a chicken. I found architectural drawings for a chicken house on Etsy and bought them for $29. So, yeah, I guess you can find this.
That's great.
Let's go back to the climate change discussion itself and look at what's happening. Again, as we enter the end of the year, the final phase of the year, I was thinking about what I saw last night on the news at the airport at LAX before I came back to the East Coast. And it was an advisory to people in California to stay away from the coast, to stay away from the water. The first major storm has created havoc. There are people who have been hurt. There are rescues. And according to the Coast Guard, people could die at any moment because of the waves. And you can see pictures. This is the brilliance of having everybody's got a camera. And so there's video and there's also still pictures of the waves coming in and this is part of the discussion. These people that build their houses right on the beach. And the predictions are in the next, 40, 50 years, there will be a lot of beach erosion, whether you're down in Florida, John, where you are, or whether it's in California or wherever, there's weather. You're in Texas and the panhandle of Florida and Louisiana, they get walloped all the time by hurricanes. There are very few coastal areas in America that are safe from the weather. We have, some of the entrails of hurricanes come all the way up into New England, but certainly the Carolina coast. Look at this past year. We didn't have a lot of bad hurricanes, nowhere near as many as were predicted. But in, 2-3 instances, didn't you get whacked pretty well in Florida this year by the entrails of a hurricane? I was trying to think of when that happened.
And as far as which aspect of that?
Well, didn't you get... I'm trying to remember, was this year or last year, where the hurricanes... Mm. There was one hurricane that caused a lot of damage.
Oh, yeah, that was the one that hit Fort Myers, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, so there's that.
They're still recovering from that one.
Well, there are a lot of, these storms, you don't have instant... We stop talking about them when the storm is over after everybody's reviewed the damage. Okay, go on to the next thing. But, you know, there is still, as you're suggesting, it's good and bad because what it does to the local economy, that is carpenters and plumbers and tradesmen, electricians, it keeps them all working. And a lot of times when there is a lot of damage that's concentrated, it takes a year to even get somebody, even though there were, I think the last time I remember this happening, a lot of tradesmen from up north, especially during the wintertime, who weren't really working, getting their trucks and they drive down to Florida. And they become gypsies, and they, you know, they're going to work on this stuff as much as anybody else. So I think that it's very interesting to see. One of the beauties of our format is that you can go in a dozen different directions with all of this stuff, right? There's so much here, and so many different the focus on all of this stuff. We haven't talked much about the abortion issue. I don't know, because it's one of those things like capital punishment, death penalty. You can't, having done this for as long as I have, and John, you too, these conversations go no place. So I see no reason to really.
They're so opinion-based. There's just, there are some topics that are more solely. You have opinions with everything. Anybody has opinions with everything. We have opinions on anything. But there are just some topics that you can keep a focus more on the facts themselves while adding the opinion, where other topics like abortion, like capital punishment, where it is so emotionally driven that it is very difficult to have any kind of productive conversation without the opinions.
Mm-hmm. And so then what do you do? How do you decide which direction to go in? A lot of people decide where they're going to go based on what the hosts, I was listening to Levin and where he was going with a particular thing. I thought, why is he going in that direction? But he gets response, and that's why you go down that road with any number of topics. All right, we've got 48 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
We're going abroad for the first time in years to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Start learning a new language today at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Is your phone plan messing with your savings plan? Don't get stuck paying for things you don't want. With Verizon, you only pay for what you need. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you'll get an amazing price on your plan. Plus, you'll save on things you actually love, like the Netflix and Max with Ads bundle. And it's on our award-winning 5G network. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today for an incredible deal. A better plan to save is Verizon. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Anjali.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just got an alert for a strange charge on my card.
No problem. We make sure you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases on your Discover card. Let's see. Did you purchase something from a t-shirt cannon store yesterday?
Absolutely not. No, I already have like three.
$0 fraud liability guarantee. It pays to Discover. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, 53 past the hour now. We're going to insert a food, farm, and family segment here. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with a focus on things at the end of the year. Pepper pot. This is good. The Philadelphia pepper pot. This sounds good. Let's work the alliteration angle here, shall we, Jay? Philadelphia pepper pot presents poop in soup.
No. Another recall?
Yeah. Well, no. This is the story of what is referred to even today as pepper pot soup. It was created, if you will, a thick soup made from tripe and vegetables. And obviously, because it's called pepper pot, pepper was the seasoning that was used during the American Revolutionary War. And it's been around since then. Apparently, it originated, though, in the Caribbean islands. It was made popular in Philadelphia by some of the black residents there who would sell it right out in the street. During the soup kitchen era, the 1920s, this was a big seller, at least down there. But before that, as I said, the American Revolutionary War, there were a lot of German immigrants, and they apparently loved this stuff as well. Anyway, George Washington liked it, and so he gave it to his army, and the rest, as they say, is history. And this is the kind of a soup you've all seen, you know, especially during the winters, during the Revolutionary War. It was so harsh, and the farmers, who were in the, you know, depending on where you were in the country, they just said, we're not going to sell food to the army. They sold it to the British because the British paid more. And they also said, if you sell the stuff to Washington's troops will shoot you. So that was a motivating factor in keeping it out of the hands. But they still figured out how to do it. Yeah, exactly. All right, one of the big stories this year has been the right to repair movement. And this is maybe more of a farm story, but because we are focused on food, farm, and family here, I have been all over this on the American Family Farmer Show, and also I've brought it up several times here on the Food, Farm, and Family segment of the Good Day program, because it affects not only the food that we're eating and how farmers can grow things, because they need equipment, and the new equipment, especially John Deere equipment, is all wrapped up in what the manufacturers have created, and it's been smart for the manufacturers. They figured out a way to keep you from fixing your own stuff. And some of the auto dealers are in on this as well, but it's more affected farming, farmers, and farm equipment. And John Deere is the number one enemy here as far as I'm concerned. But there are a lot of things going on. There was a bill in California, and then other states signed into law, a couple of Midwestern states, the requirement that the manufacturers have to make available the books, the tools, the equipment, whatever is necessary for farmers and independent dealers, independent repair shops, to have access to the things that they need in order to repair your car, your truck, your tractor, whatever. It's a disgrace what has gone on at the hands of John Deere and some of these other big companies. I will say that, and then I'll move on. But it is something that I will talk about in detail next week's American Family Farmer, which you can hear on a lot of these same stations, and also if you go to AmericanFamilyFarmer.com. Okay, here's a recall on the food, farm, and family portion of the program. 5 million portable blenders because of unsafe blades and injuries that have been caused. This is BlendJet. They're the ones that are recalling their portable blenders. People are getting cut. There are fire hazards. What the hell? How does this company even exist in our country? The Consumer Product Safety Commission said, basically, they shouldn't be on the shelves. They shouldn't be sold. They should have never been available. So,
and these are popular. This is a popular item.
Is it? I don't know.
It's these little small blenders that you can take with you anywhere. You can basically make a single serving beverage, and it is. These things are very popular.
Mm-hmm. And obviously,
so this is a
very
huge
dangerous recall.
Yeah.
Have you ever had one?
Just the fact. I have it, but I've bought some for people who have asked for them for different, like, Christmas presents or birthday presents over the years. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
BlendJet. I think they're made in California. The company is in California, but there have been a lot of them sold up in Canada as well. So if you're listening up in Canada, they're sold at Costco and Walmart, the big box stores, Target, Best Buy. So bring them back, get your money back, and get some money for the time it takes you to bring them back. That's always the advice that we have here for you when it comes to a recall. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, Happy New Year from the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.